If he kosher, he could have got mad dad to eat the unkosher.
Today, really, they look forward to their family life. You know, the children, so they don't want their children. They want that dad. Sometimes there is a dad, but what's the case? What's the difficulty to use? What, not has for shalom in general. There is also conditions, certain conditions. How is that there? When is muta, when is not? What way? The different things. But that's why, but they got used to it. All the young couples. I get so many calls from the couple. I had this week already. This week. Before yesterday, someone called me. They want that there.
On the children, having more children.
Oh, is that what the question is? Is that what they want to hit there?
Call all young couples. That's first of all, so when will they come before the wedding? Can we? Oh, you have to sit down. Habibi is not the way. Person has to look. Sometimes it's damaging, hurting. Then they cry, they want to have the one there. That's it. Try to convince them to have it. Then, after a few years, they come. The parents telephone. We want to have there. We don't want it. It's already a coming.
The common question.
That's all what they ask.
That's all the young couple.
I get it. I want to have there. They don't tell you what. I know already what they want. It's good from Ma to Ira. They all talk about it. They're between the new generations. Our mothers used to have children, one after another, year after year. I told you what, I told someone. He said, they blame me if I have only boys or only girls? I don't know. I said, it all depends. If you really tried, and then you don't have, but what trying? If you have a family planning and that every 3-4 years you don't try. But if you try year after year, year after year, then you can have it. God is not going to blame you. But if you don't try, yes.
That's it, you made the speech and my father's on
the I mentioned it, yeah. This is, I'm saying this, the concept of what is there, what, yeah. Okay. Then here you bring the pasuk. Kol melacha yaseh bahem, ach asher yachol lachem nefesh, hu levado yaseh lachem. It's if you say the Torah said rest Yom Tov, and they tell you to make food. Why I thought you don't do work? The whole Mu'adim came for what? Zecher Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. What Zecher Mitzrayim? The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you that there was time that the Jewish people were suffering, you redeemed them with the Nisim and Nifloat in order to know that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he wants us, therefore what? He said, because a man has to learn Torah. He said, I can't learn Torah, I have to work. And then the work is disturbing you from learning Torah. You work the whole week, you can't learn Torah. Okay, I give you Shabbat, I give you holidays. The holidays were given for that, that you remember to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did to us. And if you come and tell me, listen, the Torah said I can do work for Ochal Nefesh. If every work that you can do for Ochal Nefesh, you can do on Yom Tov, we don't gain anything by Yom Tov. Why? You can work all the work. Harvest, that's Melechat Ochal Nefesh. You make the harvest on Shabbat, on Yom Tov. Shabbat you can't, but Yom Tov, Yachal Ochal Nefesh. Not everything. Everything that you can do it before Yom Tov, you do it before Yom Tov. Something that will affect the thing that you are going to use. If it is on Yom Tov, it's better. Sure. This is the same thing with me. Shehita muteret b'yom tov. Today they don't make Shechitat Behemot, but afterwards they do. On the other side they do, the stores open in London, the Shechit is there. They come before Yom Tov, they buy tickets. They bring the tickets to him, there's my chicken. Slaughter, he slaughters it. It is because the meat fresh on Yom Tov is better. The muta. We are living here in freezer age. Oh, you take the chicken, who knows how many days before, or how many weeks before, sometimes months before. You take everything frozen. He'll give it to you. When came the time that you want to go out for Pesach, he'll say, oh, Ayyev, I put it in the freezer already a month ago. I prepared it for you. You know, so this is the difference. Now we said, the rabbi writes, Be'ilu hayu mutarim ba'asiyat melacha, haya kol echad pone la'asaka, u'chvod ha'regel v'smachat echad, היו נשכחים מעם ישראל, ובינו הולדי, ועל ידי השבתונים פנויים להתכבש ותקבל אותם. טוב, אני הקדוש ברוך הוא תורס. Don't walk, you go to the shul. What do you do over there? You gather, you learn Torah. You learn Torah from the people that they teach it. This is what the Gemara says. משה, וידבר משה את מועדי השם אל בני ישראל. Certain twice, אלה מועדי השם אל בני ישראל. What did he say, Father? So the Mu'adim were given for you that you learn this halachot. Halachot Pesach v'Pesach, halachot Atzeret v'Atzeret. On the holiday, you have to learn the halachot of the holiday. Why did I open halachot Yom Tov tonight? Tomorrow is not Yom Tov. But we shall see what we are going to do now. I said, V'edaber Moshevatim v'chalachel v'chazal lo n'tinu shabbatot v'medaber v'l'asuk v'edaber Torah. Therefore, only Melechet HaNefesh. Even though Melechet HaNefesh, Chachamim came and restricted us even in Ochel Nefesh. Now he said in Sa'i Bet, the rabbi said, Ochel Nefesh she'eno mefik ta'am kelal ilu na'asa ma'ayom Tov. If there is food, if you do it the day before Yom Tov, no change at all. Sometimes even better of the day before. Afar pichen, mutar la'asotov Yom Tov. ומכל מקום, אהוה, ונכון להחמיר לך תחילה לעשותו מערב ים טוב. ולכן, עוגה שאפשר לאפותה מערב ים טוב, וכן בשול פירות יבשים, dry food. You make a dessert. Compote, they call it in ארץ ישראל.
Compote.
Here they don't call it compote, they call it compote.
Compote.
Yeah, compote over there.
Right. But no, here we don't call it compote.
They don't call it.
Right.
No.
They do.
Yeah, they do. You know, it's a very popular word. Dessert, they make it. Very good. Now he said, all this, that there is no difference. You do it the day before, even sometimes better. Therefore, Masiyot mine merkahat, make jam, make jelly, all this. Nachon lachinam, me'av yom tov. V'im lo asam be'od yom. If our bishop and the mutar asutam yom tov kamuridi, the law of the Torah is mutar. And if shalom asutam yom tov ade shinui, nachon shishane bayim. That's already humra. Humra gedola. The rabbi went to be mahmir, strict, to make shinui. He said, if you can, you don't have to. You can do it on the day. Young Sa'ib Gimel. Asru hachamim lektor sadehu, o lektor kermo yom tov. You want the harvest. You want sukkah. Do it. Chachamim said no, because these things usually what they do, they do large amount at once. The whole day they will keep busy with the harvest. There will be no holiday at all. Therefore he said, "Apelu letzorech ochel nefesh." Chachamim made it forbidden. Penei she'adam ragil lektzor sadeh ulektzor kamok ehad, ve'nimtza kol hayom tarud melachtor. He will never be really fulfilling the day of Tzavah Samachta v'Hagecha. V'chem nelechet emur, v'dishat v'ah, emur means when they pile it to one side, or they press it, that's disha. V'shchitat perot amdim l'shchita. This fruit are made for juice.
Juice oranges.
There is, that's a question. There is food, eating oranges, and drinking juice oranges. They said, if you tell him you can squeeze, usually these they squeeze large amount. Today is different. They have hand machine right away. They put the orange, they squeeze it. But those that they make, you know,
much quantities.
New Square, J&J, Tropicana, big manufacturers. Sit down and work the whole day to make juice there. I said, it's not proper. I said, Arsim, Shitab, Ramnim, Shitab, Wira, Tinava, Kada, Sifting, and so on, Bahazal, Svich, Uzot, Al Psukim. And they said that the person should, Ach, Asher, Yachel, Panevesh, who live at Do, Yasel, Achim. Right after that, Pasuk was written, Ushmortem, Ed, Hamatzot. לא הותרתי לך מלך אוכל נפש, אלא משימור ואלה. Which אוכל נפש אתה לי מותר? That means that I told you to be שומר אותו when, after you make the dough, from the dough on. But not the work that made with this flour before grinding and the mill and all this, no. You don't do. That's סמך. וזאת מהלישה בה לבעת שהקמח בא במגע ממים. ועלו להחמיץ לא שמו מיחד. לכן, מלאכות שלפני אלישה אסורות בים דור. All the work that has to do with the wheat from beginning of, from the harvest time till the time of making the dough, all the work before is forbidden. No, now it's a din mukceh. Mukceh and Yom Tov is strict more than Shabbat. There are certain things permitted on Shabbat, asur ben Torah. Very strange. The Shabbat, the Torah said, don't do any work, even melechat hachanuyot. And Yom Tov, the Torah said, melechat hachanuyot mutaret. There are things on Yom Tov asur, and on Shabbat mutar. What is? He comes and says, in mukceh. You know, there is all kind of mukceh. There is mukceh, mahamat miyus. There is mukceh, mahamat isur. There is Muktzeh, Muhammad Mitzvah. You can't imagine, there's five different kinds of Muktzeh. What is Melachtol Isu? What's Muktzeh Muhammad Isu? A hammer. Can I move it on Shabbat? No. Why? The hammer is a Melachah for what? To suck the nail. Put the nail down. That's Muktzeh. Yeah, he proved it to us tonight. Therefore, since the hammer works in order to do melacha, it's mukceh. Because the tool is made for this, for melacha. There is mukceh, the hamat has strong keys. You have a knife that's for shechita. Person doesn't like to use it for different things. Because you can't make shechita on Shabbat, you can move that circle. Because otherwise you don't use it for other things. Therefore, something you don't use, you can move it. That's called Mukceh Mehamad Hesron Kis. Nobody wants a kind of shechita to be spoiled and use it for different things. To cut meat, to cut them, you know. This is what I said. There is different kind of mukceh. Mainly mukceh Muhammad Isu, mukceh Muhammad Aswan Kis, mukceh Muhammad Mius, something that Adam Nimbas, Lo Mishtamesh Bo, that mukceh. That's what it said now, but there is something that permitted on Shabbat. On Yom Tov is Asur. Mukceh Asur ben Yom Tov for Kuma Shemotah v'Shabbat. For example, he brings us an example. There is, you ate food and you left the shells on the table. These shells, they can be eaten by some animals. And therefore you can move it. You can move it. So it's Mukceh on Shabbat. On the holiday, they tell you it's Mukceh. אז זה כגון כניפות של פירות שראויים למאכל בהמה va'of, va'atzamot ha'ruyim la'kelavim, there's bones that the dog wants, he uses it. There's a little like meat on it. שמותר לטלטלם בשבת, אף על פי כן אסור לטלטלם ביום טוב, ולא יניחם בצלחת ריקה. You can move it on all day, and you can put it in a plate, empty plate. Why? Because now you can move the plate also. That's called in Hebrew, מבטל כלי מחנו. You all change the kelly from its condition. Before it was permitted to move it, now you can move it. Why? Because it becomes basis לדבר האסור. It became a base for something that you can move. Now, if you have something, a container, you have a cup, you took money, you put in the cup, you can move the cup now. That's the cup becomes basis, base for the davar asur that you can move. Money, you can't use it on Shabbat. You can, it's mukseh. For the cup that you put the money in it, you can move it. They come and ask me, there is, oh Rabbi, I left these things in the drawer. Can I open the drawer to take? I left money, I don't know. And you can. But sometimes I tell them, yes, mutar. What do you put in the drawer? Only money? No, Rabbi. I have other things. What? I have my talet over there. Then it's not it's only the Vatsu, but it's the Davara mutar. Then you can open it. But sometimes you can. Even if there is two. Then what is more important? When it's something unimportant over there with it, even though you can move it. But it is mainly, it is a base for the Davar Asur, would be forbidden. And sometimes there is big value, big amount of money that is there, and he puts that in the drawer that nobody should see it there. And there's something, few on papers and that. No, this is the most important. That still called, what is the Davar Asur? What do you say, stocks?
Socks. Socks.
Oh, socks.
It means the socks.
Socks to put in the drawer?
They put the money with the socks, you know, not
that? Oh, on the sock.
All the burglars that come, they write, yeah. Look in the sock drawer.
That they shouldn't know.
Do you want to hit head on that, Jeff? Want to hit head on that?
But the thieves know today that you put in the sock.
Right.
Yeah.
Put in the freezer. Put in the book.
You have to find the different
one. I don't need one. Because one rabbi said
in the book. Put in the book.
4,000 said no, but I got the one.
The idea is, the Gemara said, because people take Yom Tov lightly, that's why they made it more strict than Shabbat. Why they take it lightly? In the mind of the people, oh, Yom Tov is not like Shabbat. Look, we can cook, we can. Once you tell them you can cook Shabbat, you can. Shema Yisrael. Comes the Shabbat is very, very strict in the mind. But there are holiday. Listen, they can do it. It's only holiday one. Only. The Rama said, it's written, Eli Mo'adei Hashem Kai Kodesh. Right after the Mahadesh, the Sheshet Yamit Melachobim Shvi Lachim Kodesh Shabbat Shabbaton. Then he talks about the holidays. What happened? He said, the Mahadesh speaks about Shabbat. Penema and Smecha Parashat Mahadot the Shabbat. The Mahadesh, Shekol and Mahalel at the Mahadot, Kilo Hilel the Shabbat. This is, that means if a person takes it lightly, he must know what's permitted, what's not permitted. What's not permitted? They come, they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the right to Hakamim to determine which one, which melacha to be permitted, which melacha to be forbidden. The person has to see what Hakamim said. If he is not going to follow what Hakamim said, he is going against the Torah. It comes in Sa'if Bab. There's something connected with this. Imhal Yom Tov Shabbat. If holiday comes on Shabbat, we say Shabbat is permitted to move certain things that we cannot move on Yom Tov. Now, if Yom Tov is coming on Shabbat, will be permitted or not? Kivan Shivu Hamu Be'ainei Kol Adam Mipnei Kedushat HaShabbat Terrific. I mean, the whole idea why they said the Muksam Yotara Sur, they take it lightly. No, they don't take it lightly. Because, you know, there's Shabbat. And the Ahmir Muksay Yotam Shah Shabbat. The rabbi decided to follow the opinion of those that take it light. Now he has something mukte. Not something mukte. And he wants to cook. The Torah permitted melechet ocha nefesh. But he cannot cook because there is a rock over there. Son, that he wants to put the fire under and disturb it. What can you do? He said, can he move it or not? Of course. If you can make the cooking itself, and if the cooking cannot be done without moving this mukzeh, you can move the mukzeh. Mutar letartel mukzeh lezorach hanefesh. Velachen, im hunehu avanim or anak shel kesef al perot, mutar letartelam lotzeham, kedei lekach perot tachtehem. You can take the food. Because you want to eat the fruit. B'chem mutal grof gehalim ve'efer matanu, k'dei le'efod bo. You want to shovel, take all the coal from inside, because you want to put the dough on the floor. B'chem mutal ve'efer matanu, k'dei le'efod bo. B'shu mechabbe gam ken gehalim. When he is shoveling the gehalim, he will put them off. Shekshem shemutal le'avir, this is what I said before. Shekshem shemutal le'avir le'tzorach ha'nefesh, if the kibbuy is for the need of the ocha nefesh, of course. Can you grill barbecue? Even though from the juice comes from the meat and goes on the fire and puts the fire over it. Yes, this is ocha. Be sure, that's the ocha nefesh. Okay.
What about the light, electricity, turn on the light on the Yom Tov?
I said there is two opinions. I mentioned that already a number of times. Even last time I mentioned that. Of electricity, most of the people say is not problem, no light. There is many, but there is some that are material. They say kibuy asu, but we don't. We don't
have
time on.
Yeah.
He's asking when there's
no
goy. If the question it is asur or not. If it's asur, even a tzorch mitzvah be asur. It's not shavut. B'shavut, the Rosh Melacha lo omrim the dvar mitzvah. If yesh halacha shezeh asur, az asur. Lo ma'id. But if en מלאכה זה דבר אחר. השאלה, יש מלאכה או אין מלאכה? שם זה זה, יש מלאכה בזה. אני אומר שבשם, זה כמו נמר, זה נמר. זה נמר, 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 זה נמר